American Dictionary of the English Language by Noah Webster. The Vision of a Unified American Language. In the early years of the American Republic, I, Noah Webster, envisioned a nation with its own distinct language, separate from the influences of British English. This vision was not merely about words and spellings, but about forging a national identity. Growing up during the American Revolution, I was deeply influenced by the radical ideas of freedom and the need for cultural independence. My journey began with the publication of A Compendious Dictionary of the English Language in 1806, which marked the first truly American dictionary. This work was a significant step towards standardizing American English, though it did not yet fully embody the comprehensive reforms I would later introduce. The quest for standardization. My next endeavor, An American Dictionary of the English Language, published in 1828, was a magnum opus that would change the landscape of American linguistics. To prepare for this monumental task, I learned 26 languages, including Anglo-Saxon and Sanskrit, to delve into the origins of the English language. This dictionary was not just a collection of words, it was a declaration of American linguistic independence. I believe that many spelling conventions were artificial and needlessly confusing. Therefore, I introduced simplified spellings such as plow to plow, center to center, and music to music. These changes were not arbitrary. They were based on logic and aesthetics, aiming to make American English more consistent and accessible. For instance, I argued that the word color should be spelled color because it aligned better with the pronunciation and the general pattern of American English. Similarly, public became public, and humor became humor. These reforms were not universally accepted at first, but they eventually became the standard in American English. Documenting American vocabulary. One of the pioneering contributions of my dictionary was the inclusion of distinctly American words and phrases. Words like skunk, hickory, and chowder were documented for the first time, reflecting the unique cultural and geographical context of the United States. This was crucial in creating a lexicon that was truly American, rather than a mere imitation of British English. My dictionary also included technical terms and regional expressions, which helped to expand the American English lexicon. By providing detailed etymologies and pronunciation guides, I aimed to make the language more comprehensible and unified. This was particularly important for distinguishing between American and British English pronunciations, contributing to the development of a distinct American accent. Dirmasha. The cultural and educational impact. My work extended beyond lexicography. It was part of a broader cultural and educational movement. I believe that a standardized language was essential for building a unified nation. My Speller, a grammatical institute of the English language, published in 1784, was designed to educate children in patriotism and virtue, using American heroes and authors to create national symbols. The Speller, often referred to as the Blueback Speller due to its blue cover, sold nearly 100 million copies between 1783 and the early 1900s. This was a testament to the hunger for educational materials that reflected American values and language. Overcoming criticism and legacy. The publication of Vaux, An American Dictionary of the English Language, was not without its challenges. Many critics attacked my work for its Americanism or unconventional preferences in spelling and usage. Despite these criticisms, the dictionary sold out its initial print run of 2,500 copies in the United States and 3,000 in England within a year. However, the initial success was followed by a period of relative unpopularity. It was not until the second edition, published in 1840, that the dictionary began to gain more widespread acceptance. After my death in 1843, George and Charles Merriam acquired the rights to my work and continued the legacy, publishing revised editions that have remained a cornerstone of American lexicography to this day. A lasting legacy. As I reflect on my life's work, I am proud of the role I played in shaping American language and culture. My dictionaries as spellers and other writings were part of a larger effort to create a unified national identity. While my name is most often associated with the dictionary, my influence extends to education reform, political activism, and even epidemiology. In the end, my vision was not just about words and spellings, but about creating a common language that could unite a young nation. As I wrote, "Now is the time and this the country in which we may expect success in attempting changes to language, science, and government. Let us then seize the present moment and establish a national language as well as a national government." This legacy continues to live on, a testament to the power of language in shaping a nation's identity and culture.